You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James. And you know what? Just now when I was saying welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast, it just hit me that I truly am on assignment by God daily doing this blog and this podcast. Have you ever had a moment like that where you just like, wow, don't take it for granted. Don't take for granted the assignment that the Lord has given you. Don't take for granted the family that the Lord has blessed you with. Don't take for granted the relationship and friendships that you have. Don't take for granted the resources that God provides. Like let's just not take it for granted. I don't know. That just popped into my spirit this morning. But today, y'all, today, the podcast, blog, my conversation with God was all about this one question. Am I really being obedient? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I doing what the Bible says to do? Am I really being obedient? Let's do a self-check and see. So, are we really being obedient? It's time for us to do a self-check. And let me just tell you, this self-check, check one, check two, got started this morning in the prayer closet when I flipped my Bible open for the scriptural surprise and I landed in Luke chapter 6. Yeah, I done been in Luke chapter 6 many a times and recently. But this morning, though, after I had worshiped and praised and sung, y'all know I love to sing in the key of G, but the Lord loves to hear me sing, so I'm going to keep singing anyway. But after I did all of that and flipped open my Bible to Luke chapter 6, I truly believe that that's where the Holy Spirit wanted me to be. Because I just don't think there are no coincidences in my conversations with God. Everything that he shows me is for a reason. And my job is to press into him to get exactly what he wants me to get. So this morning, I'm reading Luke 6. I want you to turn there with me in your Bible. I know you may be listening to this while you're driving, but most likely you're not. So grab your Bible and turn to Luke 6 so you can follow along with me this morning. And if by chance you just so happen to be on the move while you're listening to this podcast, grab Luke 6 when you get to the house, okay? Or when you get parked. So Holy Spirit had me doing something, y'all, that I used to do back in the day when I had to write a report. See, before I developed my gift, because this writing is definitely a gift from God, but before I developed and honed the gift as a writer, I used to take the copy of the book approach. I know you're like, wait, what? You know what I'm talking about, right? Don't act like you never copied straight out of the encyclopedia, just as it was written, straight out of the textbook, just as it was written. You know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all are still doing that for your reports at your job, for whatever you got to write. You just copy it straight out of the source of the book. But look, anyway, I have grown from that. Okay. And I know you have grown from that as well. Or at least I thought I had, because this morning the Holy Spirit had me writing exactly what the Word of God says in Luke 6. And I know exactly why, too. It definitely didn't have anything to do with me violating copyright laws. It didn't have anything to do with that. It was really for me to do a self-check It was for me to write down and assess if I was actually being a doer of the word versus just a hearer or reader of God's holy word. You know, it felt like one of those exercises we used to have to do in school where the teacher would say, write down all the definitions from the book so that you could then study them and memorize them. Remember that? Do y'all remember that? Like you would go in and the definitions, the words, that the vocabulary words would be highlighted. And so you would just write down the word and then the definition. You put a little dash, you know, and then you write down the definition. And then you would study and memorize it. At least that's what I did. I don't know that I really learned some things. Some things I did, but some things I memorized them for the test. But guess what I read in the study notes this morning, y'all? The Bible is not meant merely to be studied and memorized. Uh-oh. It is meant to be believed and obeyed. We are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Oh, that's Bible all day right there. That's James 1:22. Go check that out. But then come back to Luke 6. So with that in mind, here's what I wrote down. And each time I wrote another bullet, y'all, from Luke 6, I found myself asking this question. Am I really being obedient? Am I doing this stuff? Am I doing what I'm reading? So I started in Luke 27. That's why I want y'all to go. I want y'all to read the whole chapter of Luke 6, okay? But for time's sake and for what I wrote down, I need you to fast forward to Luke 6:27. And the word of God says this, but I say to you who listen. Now, before we even get started, I want you to pause right there and recognize that God is always talking to those who are listening. Don't miss that. Luke 6:27 starts off saying this, but I say to you who listen. But I say to you who listen. So if we pause for the cause, God is always talking to those who are listening. So if you out here saying, I ain't hearing from him, are you listening? Because it says right there, but I say to you who listen. You got to listen. You got to get in a space to be able to hear from him. But anyway, let's move on. So let's see what it says I should be doing, right? Luke 6:27-35. Loving my enemies, yes or no? Am I doing that? Am I being obedient? Doing what is good to those who hate me, yes or no? Blessing those who curse me, yes or no? Praying for those who mistreat me, yes or no? Turning the other cheek when someone slaps me physically or mentally, or verbally, yes or no? Giving my shirt to someone who already took my coat, yes or no? Giving to everyone who asked me, yes or no? Not asking for my things back when someone takes them from me, yes or no? Doing exactly for others whatever I want done for me. Yes or no? Loving my enemies. Wait. Didn't that question already get asked? It's being said twice though for a reason. So again, yes or no? Doing what is good. Yes or no? Okay, strap your seatbelt in for this one, y'all. Lending to others, expecting nothing in return. It's going to be a no for me. It's going to be a no for me. It's going to be a no. Lending to others. See, that word right there, lending, messed me up. Because if he didn't say giving to others, expecting nothing in return, it was an easy yes. But it says lending to others, expecting nothing in return. What's your answer? Yes or no? And then finally, the last one, being merciful, just as my Father God also is merciful. Yes or no? And by the way, merciful means forgiving, compassionate, gracious, treating people with kindness. So being forgiving, being compassionate, just as my Father is also forgiving and compassionate. Yes or no? Okay. All right. So you got your answers written down. If you didn't answer yes for all of these, which you heard me clearly answer no for one of them, that lending one, then you need to repent. I need to repent and ask God to help us do what his word says to do. As I kept reading, though, y'all, in Luke 6, 43 through 45, it also talks about a tree and its fruit, basically saying that a good tree doesn't produce bad fruit and a bad tree doesn't produce good fruit. You ain't getting no oranges from a peach tree, okay? That you're not doing it. But more importantly, what I got from that is you can identify people who follow God based on what they say and what they do. This is their fruit. People who follow God do what God says, period. So as you go back over your answers, are you really being obedient? Am I really being obedient? And then finally, in verse 46 through 49 of Luke 6, it talks about two foundations, the solid rock foundation versus a foundation that's not built on anything solid. Now, verse 46 really stood out to me because it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I say? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I say? Y'all, the Lord is asking us a question. Why do we call him Lord, but don't do what he say do? Like love our enemies or lend without expecting to get it back. We want to call on the Lord in times of trouble and thank him for blessings, but still not be obedient when we blatantly just disregard doing what he says do. Or in many cases, what he says not to do. Here's what I wrote down. If you come to me, hear my words, and act on them, that's how you establish a solid foundation. But if you come to me, hear my words, but do not act on them, you can expect immediate collapse and destruction on whatever you've built. Because you didn't build it on me. You built that yourself. That's what he's saying in those verses, 46 through 49, Luke, when he talked about the two foundations. See, the foundation of God's word operating in our lives will determine the stability of our future, especially when serious trials come. See, we got to get that word on the inside of us and obey it. It's not just good enough to be reading the word, but not obeying it. It's not just good enough to be just hearing it and not obeying it. Because when storms in life come, and we all know they will come, it's what we do with what we've heard that determines how much of Jesus we actually experience. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And I know I said finally earlier, but I got one more thing I want to share with y'all. It's in Luke 6:38, where it speaks on God's principle of reciprocity. The verse says, give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Now, let me just say this parenthetically. That last part, because you know a good preacher be like, it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, it will be poured in your lap. You know, like we get excited about that. But this part right here, for with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So if you over there measuring a little fourth of a cup that you want to give to somebody, guess what? You getting a fourth of a cup. Because it says, you know, we get excited about the good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But that part, that last part, for with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So your running, thank you, Holy Spirit. Your running over could literally be running over a fourth of a cup, whereas somebody else's running over could be a pint, a gallon. A gallon could be running over because they gave a gallon. It says, for with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. That means God's principle of reciprocity is activated when we minister to the needs of others, with the result that he raises up people to minister in return to us in the same area of need. And that's why we can be obedient and lend without expecting it back. Because the Bible says in Luke 6:35 that when we do these things, our reward will be great, and we will be children of the Most High, for he is gracious to the ungrateful and evil. Bottom line, y'all, be obedient. That's the bottom line. Be obedient to God's word. Be a doer of the word. Don't just hear it and not act on it. When the Holy Spirit prompts you to bless somebody, do it. Don't be hemming and hawing over it. Like that happened to me this week. I was like, oh, the Lord impressed on me to bless somebody, and I just took too long. And guess what? They ended up not getting the blessing until the next day. How would you feel if someone was hesitating on blessing you? Y'all, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Okay? Write down what the word of God says and be honest and ask yourself, am I really being obedient? If the answer is no, repent right now and ask God to help you obey his word. All right, y'all, that's a wrap up for this Friday's episode of On Assignment by God. What are your assignments for today? Y'all know I was actually about to say, what did the Lord God say to you? You know, you got to keep it real and very transparent on this podcast. That's just the way I like to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect at all. I just progress. I am not perfect. All right. These are your assignments for today. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, which one of those questions got a no from you? You know, the questions that I was asking, the yes or no questions earlier, which one of those got a no from you? And how are you going to change it into a yes today? How are you going to change that no into a yes? Will you be obedient? Are you going to be obedient? I know I am. I know that I'm going to continue to be obedient to this assignment that God has given me, that God has blessed me with. Because I'm honored that he thought so much of me to give me this assignment, a daily blog and podcast. What? He wired me for this, and I'm so thankful that I'm being obedient to what he called me to do. Are you being obedient to what he called you to do? Let that be a bonus question for your assignments. All right, y'all. I love you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.